What is up, guys? This is another episode of the Swordfish Survival Podcast. This is your boy Swordfish, and I'm thankful for the audience that is continuing to grow. Thank you for those that are listening. Thank you for those that are sharing this podcast. I'd like to thank you for giving me an opportunity to let me into your world. And today's topic, we're going to talk about how to procure water in an urban or wilderness setting. Let's face it. If you're facing a survival situation, water is a very essential to our survival. You can live 3 weeks without food. You can live up to 3 days without water. You can live up to 3 minutes without air. But having that fluid sustainability, the ability to take in fluids, clean water, boil water, collect water, is very important should the need arise. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And the title of this episode will be called Let's Talk. Let's talk about water. We need to enhance our skill sets in regards to when it comes to collecting water, cleaning that water, and making it ready for drinkability or to prepare food. And one of the tools that of the trade is a ability to contain that water and to collect that water, however you want to look at it. It could be as simple as having Ziploc bags, used soda pop bottles, used water bottles, that anything you can use to collect water, whether it's rain runoff off the side of your house or if it's in a stream, whatever it may take. Or if you want to get as detail-oriented as saving some water jugs and changing that water supply out every 6 months. However detailed or however meticulous you want to get with that. I mean, it's important to have water on hand. Even in a non-survival scenario, I mean, your city water supply could, the main water line could rupture, leaving your home or your family's home without water for up to 2, 3, 4 days. And that forces you to go out to the store and buy bottled water. Or it forces you to go to a mountain stream and collect that water, and then you have to come back and clean that water. But without those skill sets, you're not going to know what to do other than freak out. So let's talk about ways to do that. First, when collecting water in an urban environment, watch your sources. Watch where that water comes from. Make sure that the water isn't sourced from an industrial facility areas where chemical runoff could contaminate the water beyond a filter's ability to clean that water, to remove the chemical bases that could bring you harm. We don't want to quench our thirst and then start glowing in the dark. That would be a terrible thing to happen. So watch where you're collecting water from. You don't want to collect water near an industrial facility. You don't want to collect water near a chemical plant. In the area in which I live, there's large chemical plants and large ammunition plants near where I live. So the water sources nearby are not viable options. In the urban environment, there's a tool called a Silcock key. It looks like a small lug wrench style piece of equipment that easily fits in the pocket. And what this is used for, this tool can be used to open up a water spigot that doesn't have a handle on it, and that effectively becomes the handle. So what you can use is to use this to tap into a water source built into a facility's incoming water that will allow you to fill up jugs, fill up water bottles, fill up a container, any type of thing with clean water, and give you a chance to quench a thirst or to collect water for you or those around you. This tool can be purchased on Amazon. It can be gotten at Walmart or Dick's Sporting Goods, any retail outlet. I got mine on Amazon for like 10, 12 bucks. It has 4 different wrench sizes to accommodate most urban settings of what a incoming water spigot would be on the side of a building. So keep in mind that you may be in an urban environment when this situation happens, or you may be in a rural environment. You may be out in the woods. You may need to be able to collect water from a moving stream. You may need to collect water from a creek or a river. Still, watch your sources. You want to, if you have the choice, collect water from a moving water setup. You want to use it from a moving water versus stagnant water, because moving water is going to be a little bit cleaner because it's running across rocks, it's running across gravel, it's running across moss, it's running across grass, and a lot of contaminants and debris will be cleaned away from that, making your clean water ability a little easier. You want to use a cloth to get some of the larger debris out of this water from your moving water scenario. And keep in mind, water in motion will be cleaned while traveling over these things, whereas stagnant water may have moss, it may have other things growing in that water. Mosquitoes may lay eggs in that water, causing you to get sick if you don't clean that water thoroughly. You also want to be able to carry a tool or tools that will allow you to collect water. And I go back to talking about the bottles with lids, plastic bags, plastic containers, but there are specific bottles, Nalgene water bottles, that are either stainless steel or plastic. They are very durable. The Nalgene stainless steel bottles, make sure they are single-walled. That way, in the event you have to boil your water, that way it can be placed into a fire, because if you use a double-walled stainless steel container, there's a vacuum in between those two walls of the stainless steel bottle, and once that's heated to a very high temperature, that will cause an explosion, effectively rendering your container useless. Even in the survival situation, having a container on hand is one of the essential 5 C's of survival, as taught by Dave Canterbury. Always have a container ready for collecting water. So once we've gathered the concept of collecting water, it's time to clean that water if it's not clean. We want to make sure that the water we have is drinkable. It can be used for making food or otherwise ingesting this water to keep us alive in a true survival situation. Water from unknown sources can bring us harm. It can cause you to be sick. It can cause other things that are very unpleasant. And there are several tools on the market, but I want to go through two or three of those that can make your water collection and cleaning a little bit easier. One of these tools is called the Sawyer Mini Filter. This amazing tool will, supposedly, it will allow you to clean up to 100,000 gallons of water. I don't know, I've never put that to the test, but I'd like to think that is one of the more popular and more reasonably priced items that are on the market today. This tool can be used to filter water directly from a standard soda bottle, as it will screw onto the top of it, allowing you to drink directly from the filter. This provides a very high quality filtration system that fits in the back of your pocket or fits into a small kit. This system also includes the Sawyer filter itself. It's about 2 to 3 inches long, and like I said, it screws onto the standard 20 ounce water bottle, but it also comes with a backflow syringe to allow you to clean that filter once it's been used, to extend the life of the filter itself. It does come with a small collection bag to allow you to catch water, and it also comes with a silicone straw to allow you to attach to the filter if one wishes to drink from a bottle that the filter will fit down into the bottom of. These also can be found on Amazon's website. They can be found at Walmart or any retail outlet between $18 to $20 for the entire system. I do highly recommend that. I do carry a couple of those in my packs. I do have one in my larger bug-out bag, and I have used it. It takes a little while to get the water flowing through the filter, but once the water does flow, it is clean, it is crisp. It doesn't taste like it's been in a contaminated source. That filter does a really, really good job. I highly recommend it. Next would be a chemical-based cleaning solution, such as iodine tabs. What this part does, it allows you to put these tabs into a contaminated water source, and you have to wait about 15 to 30 minutes for the tabs to do the trick of killing the bacteria in the water. This cleaning method does take longer than using the filter, but it can also be a more effective way to get rid of items in water that can bring you harm, make you sick, make you want to vomit, or even give you diarrhea. I mean, contaminated water can do lots of things, and I do speak from experience on that matter. I did drink water one time from what I thought was a clean water source, but I didn't do my due diligence, and I suffered 2 weeks of just straight hell with my stomach issues. I thought it was something I ate, but it turns out, you know, memory serves best. Hindsight is always 20/20. I drank water from an unknown water source, and I chose not to clean it because I thought it was clean, but I didn't do my homework on it, and I paid dearly for it. The downside of using a chemical-based solution, it will change the taste of the water. It could make the water bitter and making it less easy to ingest or less pleasant to ingest. But in a true survival situation, bitter water is better than dehydration altogether. So you do have this option to use a chemical-based cleaning option or a Sawyer mini filter. But the surefire way to get rid of all bacteria, all problems with a dirty water source, is to boil that water. Bring that water to the boiling temperature where it goes through a true chemical reaction and turns into a vapor, will be a surefire way to get rid of any bacteria or any other illness causing items in a dirty water source. If the Center of Disease Control, town councils, and other water authorities over water sources for towns, cities, counties, and states will issue boil alerts for the potential of water from a concentrated source to be dirty, they will tell you to boil that water. A boil alert will go into effect for a timely manner in the event of a water line rupture until that water line has been seen and tested and proven clear for drinkability and usability by the public. If they advise us to boil water, they know that boiling water will kill all bacteria. It is a surefire way, 100% way to get rid of poisons and other bacteria in water sources. I highly recommend going out and testing these skills. Get you a water from a known source. Bring that water to boiling with a campfire. Let it cool, and then you'll for sure have a way to have clean drinking water over time. So these are several ways to clean water. We've discussed the cleaning effect of water. We've discussed the ways to collect water in the urban environment, in the wilderness environment. But it's up to you to put these skills to test. It's up to you to build that skill set and gain this knowledge. You can listen to this podcast. You can listen to other podcasts. But until you get out in the field and get some dirt time under your nails and develop these skills, then develop that knowledge into a working skill set, you won't know what will work and what doesn't work. And you won't know what to do until the situation truly hits you in the face. We don't need to wait for shit to hit the fan, so to speak. We need to be out practicing our skill sets to be ready when the time comes. We can put these skills into practice. It may seem easy to use a water filter or to throw water on and boil it, but utilizing these skills will continue to make for a more well-rounded and more prepared individual such as yourself. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast right now if you weren't trying to gain that knowledge or to gain these skills to make you a more rounded prepper, so to speak. Check your gear. Don't just buy a bunch of gear and get out and call yourself a prepper, call yourself a survivalist. Test your gear. Test yourselves. Put yourself in situations that you may not have been in. See how you handle those situations. That's the purpose of this podcast here, is to get myself in an uncomfortable position by putting my thoughts and my actions out there for others to learn from, for me to learn from. And this will help us take ourselves to the next level of preparedness. I thank you for your time and attention to this episode. Thank you for your ability to listen and share and like and subscribe to the Swordfish Survival Podcast. I'm a member of the Mask Tactical and the Warrior Tribe organization. We are a group of like-minded individuals that are always learning and growing and challenging ourselves to take our preparedness to the next level. So look us up on Facebook, look us up on YouTube, like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next episode.